So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's gonna be called Star Wars, and it's set in space.
Oh, that is where stars are. This is off to a great start.
Yeah, so the ship that's a part of a rebellion is gonna be boarded by some evil soldier dudes called Stormtroopers and the big bad guy, Darth Vader.
Darth Vader, huh? What's his deal?
Well, he's super strong with this thing called the Force. It's like this thing he can choke people with.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's like a rope?
No, it's like an energy type thing. He can sense things with his mind. He can move things with his mind.
Okay, so he's like a space wizard.
Yeah, kinda like a space wizard with very bad asthma.
I guess that's intimidating.
Yeah, and so he and the stormtroopers capture a bunch of rebels and this Princess Leia.
Oh, Princess Leia, huh? Tell me about her.
Oh, she's badass and beautiful as can be, you know? Skin like porcelain, hair like a continental breakfast.
What?
And in a later movie, we're actually gonna find out that she's Darth Vader's daughter.
And with all his super powerful force abilities, he's not able to tell that his daughter standing in front of him?
Apparently not.
Well, okay then.
Anyway, before she was captured, Leia managed to put some plans to this big Death Star space station into a droid, R2-D2.
Okay.
And so R2-D2 and this other whiny droid, C-3PO, take off in an escape pod.
Oh, so do the stormtroopers shoot the pod down?
No, they're like, oh, there weren't any life signals on that thing, so it must have just malfunctioned.
Do they not know that droids are a thing?
They do, they just have to be extremely dumb in this moment.
How come?
So the movie can happen.
Oh, okay.
So then these droids land on this planet Tatooine.
What's going on that planet?
Well, there's a whole lot of desert, and I'm hoping that in about 30 years or so, when computers start getting good, we can add in a bunch of random aliens walking around.
What? Why?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so the droids end up getting picked up and sold.
Who do they get sold to?
The uncle of Luke Skywalker, who's the main character.
Oh, the hero of the story.
Yeah, and his uncle tells him to clean up the droids, and he's like, but I was gonna go into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
Oh, whiny heroes are tight. I like this guy already.
Yeah, and so he ends up seeing this hologram message that Princess Leia left on R2-D2, and he's like, that's a very attractive hologram.
Kind of a weird reaction to a cry for help.
A little bit, yeah. Anyway, in the recording, she's like, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope.
Okay.
And so Luke is like, I wonder if she means old Ben Kenobi, who lives around here.
If that is what she means, this guy's horrible at picking fake names.
Yeah, not super creative. So anyway, then Luke is gonna get attacked by some sand people, and Obi-Wan is gonna save him because he's a Jedi Knight, which means he's super good with the Force.
Oh, that worked out.
It did, but then we find out that the place where the droids were sold got all shot up, and Obi-Wan is like, oh, only Imperial Stormtroopers are so precise.
Oh, pretty scary.
Yeah, and then Luke finds his aunt and uncle murdered.
Oh my god, he must be devastated.
No, he's alright.
Oh, okay.
So he goes to Obi-Wan like, I want you to train me as a Jedi because I don't have anything anymore.
Wow, yeah, got over those deaths real fast.
Yeah, so then they go to this cantina where there's all these weird types because they need to find a pilot.
What kind of weird types are we talking?
We're talking a guy with chin balls, a werewolf, Satan.
Oh, that does sound like a bizarre mix.
And then they're gonna meet with this guy, Han Solo.
And what's his deal?
Well, he's really cool and he doesn't believe in the Jedi, and he has this giant bear dog best friend named Chewbacca.
Chewbacca?
Yeah, he actually fought alongside a Jedi master named Yoda, and he always goes
so Han Solo doesn't believe in the Jedi even though his best friend and partner fought alongside one?
That's right, but we're only gonna find out about that Yoda thing like 30 years from now.
Okay, you're gonna have to stop mentioning things that'll happen 30 years from now. That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I'll try.
So what else happens?
Well, then Han gets held back briefly by this guy Greedo, because it turns out he owes money to this guy Jabba the Hutt.
Okay.
And then they shoot at each other and Greedo gets hit.
Oh, okay, so which one of them shot first?
I don't think it matters.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, then stormtroopers end up shooting at them as they leave on Han's ship.
Oh, so which one of them gets hit by these sharpshooters?
Nobody. Stormtroopers have just the worst aim.
But you have Obi-Wan saying that they're super precise.
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie.
Anyway, so meanwhile on the Death Star, the bad guys are gonna blow up Princess Leia's home planet.
Oh my god, she must be devastated.
Oh, she is, for about 10 seconds.
Oh wow, these people don't have much emotion.
So eventually Han's ship gets picked up by the Death Star.
Oh man, it's gonna be hard for them to get out of that situation.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just hide under the floors on the ship as the stormtroopers search it.
The stormtroopers don't use their technology that detects life forms?
No, I guess they forgot they had that.
Wow.
And so then Han and Luke take out some stormtroopers and steal their gear, and it's just the perfect size for them.
Oh, very lucky.
And then they go rescue Princess Leia.
What happens to all the other rebels that were captured at the same time as her?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
And then they end up in a shootout in a hallway with some stormtroopers.
And do they have good aim or bad aim now?
Oh, bad aim from now on, for sure.
Okay, just checking.
And then Princess Leia shoots a hole in a wall vent and they dive into a garbage compactor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, that takes care of the stormtroopers. stormtrooper problem.
Can't the stormtroopers just, you know, walk up to the hole and shoot them?
Yeah, but they're not going to.
How come?
Because.
That works.
And meanwhile, Obi-Wan Kenobi runs into Darth Vader.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, you're only a master of evil, Darth.
Is his first name Darth?
No.
Oh.
And then they duel with these lightsaber swords they have.
Oh, what's that gonna be like?
It's gonna be like two old guys who just woke up from a nap started fighting with their canes.
I guess that'll be fun to watch.
And Obi-Wan's gonna be like, if you strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you could possibly imagine.
In what sense?
In the sense that if he dies, he'll be able to, like, communicate with Luke telepathically sometimes.
That just sounds like he's gonna turn into a very specific type of mental walkie-talkie. I don't know if that's more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Well, maybe Darth Vader doesn't have a very good imagination. We don't know.
Okay, that's a good point.
So then the heroes see Obi-Wan fighting, and he sacrifices himself so they don't try to rescue him.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, and so Luke is super sad.
He's sadder about the death of an old guy he barely knew than he was about the people that raised him.
That's right, but he's only sad for like a minute.
Oh, these people suck at grieving.
So then they check out the Death Star plans, and it turns out there's a little vent that if you shoot it, the whole thing blows up.
Okay.
And then Obi-Wan uses his new mental walkie-talkie powers to tell Luke to use the Force and blow up the Death Star, and so yeah, that works.
Fantastic.
And then Han and Luke both get medals.
What about Chewbacca?
No.
Oh, very harsh.
And so yeah, that's about it.
It sounds very cool. I guess my one question is, why would the Death Star have such a big fault built into it?
Oh yeah, I guess that is kind of a weird plot hole. I guess I could find an explanation, but I feel like it would take like 2 hours.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it would be pretty cool to explain it though, maybe like 40 years from now.
I thought I asked you to stop doing that.
I said 40 this time.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Let's do it.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You can also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.